Season three finale
is here. Welcome to Not Now Podcast. This, as you, I don't know if anyone's told you this, but this is the last episode of season three.
Yeah, it's the Flani. It's the season three Flani. So yeah, I hope you're ready. We hope you're ready. He hopes you're ready. I hope you're ready. We all are ready for you to be ready. We're waiting on you.
Come on.
You can do it.
I believe
those
in
wings,
you.
Baby bird.
Yeah.
Be ready.
You got to jump sometime. Yep. I mean, not everybody. So some people on some ledges should stay the fuck put.
Oh, I thought you meant because they can't jump.
Oh.
I thought you were going to a darker place.
To stay being on a ledge is in a darker place?
I don't know. It's probably less offensive.
I don't know.
Didn't think about that.
Elephants can't jump.
That's true. Well, can they?
No.
I want to be the first elephant that ever jumped.
Well, you're starting in a bad place by being a human.
I'm going to get reincarnated as an elephant.
I don't think you can just say that.
Dear God in heaven, please reincarnate me. If I can choose, I don't really want to be an elephant. Let me think about it more.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I can't jump then.
What kind of world is that? And it's not like everyone's going to give me a Nobel Peace Prize for being the first elephant to jump.
It's the normal world.
That's not run by elephants. That's true. Man. I already won the lottery. I'm the dominant species.
Yeah.
Human.
Human. I won.
You guys don't have a lottery? No, we're animals.
Oh, I see. So you can't really do anything. Cool. I'm going to go back to being awesome.
Yeah, and then I tried to ask to be reincarnated as a human. It's just like, however elephants sound.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother. It's going to be loud.
So what we're going to do is a very special thing.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, maybe.
Because do I say anything?
You say it.
Preach it. Americans are all about choices.
Choices.
Choices, and that is a privilege Rank that choices. Humans have.
Sorry.
Choices.
Rank choices.
So we're going to rank our choices.
Choice.
In a choose your own adventure epic.
I got to get another coin.
Now, Brandon's getting another coin.
No, I'm going to use the same one. It just sucks.
Oh, okay.
It's fitting.
So
my choice to suck.
part of the reason we did a brief intro is because we're gonna try and blow through both of our choose your own adventures.
Yep.
Which might be more daunting than I think. I think it's gonna be daunting.
I
to
think
try
we
and
can
squeeze
do it.
Into an
I
hour.
Think it's gonna be easy, easy peasy lemon pie. And mine is a two parter. I've got two. Kyle's is circular.
The whole point of a choose your adventure is to have more than one ending, right?
No. Yeah. No. Not two endings. I have like two stories.
Oh.
Like two.
Okay, so
you have one. Yours is circular.
Yeah, mine is a lot. So
we're gonna flip a coin. This is a square coin because coins usually aren't square, and faces usually aren't off. This is kind of like a face off in a way. I guess.
Yes. Like, so this is also gonna be. This is replacing our face off for this season.
Yep.
Sorry if you liked that. If you liked it. Send us an email and maybe we'll change our minds and do a face-off next season.
Yeah, you assholes.
Yeah, if not, then and you really like Choose Your Own Adventure, then maybe email us and we won't go back to face-off.
Yeah, and if you don't email us about either of those, the next finale, we're just going to be slurping pudding through straws, like jumbo straws, those ones that they give you at the carnival, the big drink that's shaped like a dumbbell.
Even better, through really tiny straws.
So I thought it'd be better than barely a big straw so you can't get enough suction, so there's a lot of the...
Oh. I thought it'd be better with a tiny straw, because it's just like...
Okay, you have the tiny straw, I'll get the big straw.
Okay, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
Face off.
Who can eat the most pudding?
Through a straw.
Okay,
Isn't
so...
Is that a threat?
What?
You'll be eating your pudding through a straw?
I think that's...
your meals.
Bacon and eggs.
Beating your turkey through a straw.
You'll be eating my dick through a straw. Sorry.
I don't know who that's more painful for.
It's painful for both of us. Don't cut your nose to spite your face. Used it. Landed so it.
What? Landed it.
Oh, I thought you said lame. I was like, wow. So one side of this coin is a crescent moon with a star.
Ooh.
I don't know where it's from because everything is written in, I presume, Arabic, but I could be ignorant.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that like the United Arab Emirates? Emeritus? I don't know if I'm saying
emissary?
That. Emissary? No, Emeritus.
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 Amerisauce.
Emirates?
Emerisauce.
Ermit?
Armpit.
Yeah, but that's like their symbol on their flag, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the writing. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's called Arabic.
No. No, the crescent moon with the star.
Yeah, that's also like communism, isn't it? Or no, that's,
no, that's a hammer and sickle.
Yeah, sorry. It's like and reminiscent of it because the sickle looks a lot like a crescent moon.
Oh, yeah.
Also, that's like almost the same symbol as South Carolina's state flag.
Don't know that I've seen it.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
Yeah, sure.
So a crescent moon, and then the other side is a five with some what looks like either fireworks or palm trees. And I thought that the five side could be you because you're 5 inches taller than me.
Well, you're the same damn height. I don't know how many times we go over
centimeters
this.
Taller than me.
Okay,
5 quadrometers. Kilometers.
I'll settle for 5 centimeters.
And then the crescent moon could be me because I'm crescent. Like as croissant.
Yeah, that's
folded
fancy.
Fold it over that phyllo
dough. Okay.
I love feeling those doughs.
Those deer.
Deer doughs.
I almost hit a deer like every day on the way home.
I'm glad you missed what I just said.
Maybe deer dough.
Huh?
Deer dough.
Yeah, I love feeling those deer doughs.
You weirdo.
Big rubbery deer dough.
I like shaking them. All right.
This one's turned on. So, oh yeah, we got flipped the coin.
Yeah.
Hiya! This is also, by the way, really lightweight, and I am surprised that I flipped it correctly that time.
Yeah, that was really dramatic. You, like, snatched it out of the air.
Why? Because I, like, misflipped it. Every time, like, it hits your hand, by the way, it's a crescent.
So, you?
Yeah, so I get to go. But, like, feel it. It's, like, it's another one of those goddamn Jesus. Aluminum coins.
I
nice
can't
catch.
Believe I caught it.
I know, that was great. Feel how, like, light and shitty it
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
It's square, I know, right? Throws you off. Here, catch us. Just kidding. Oh, I'll open the bag and you flick it into it.
Oh, those are... Jesus Christ. You're going to...
I'll assist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
We are on! Yeah. Come on. Finale.
Finale. When the coin hits your sack, there was more on your neck. It's a finale. So, here is my choose your own adventure.
Okay.
So, Kyle, you will be playing the part...
Of the adventurer.
Yes. So we're going to start off with wake up in a hospital. So you are waking up in a hospital. You have two paths that are laid out before you. The first one starts with, would you either look for a doctor or check out the lunch menu?
Think I'm going to look for a doctor.
All right.
Wait, how badly injured am I? Am I badly injured?
That we haven't got to that part of the story.
Okay. I'll look for a doctor.
We almost never get to that part of the story.
That never happens.
You're just
don't find out why.
Up in a hospital. You could be in a bed. You could be in a trash can.
Oh, you were fine. You just were cold at night, so you snuck into somebody's bed.
You were actually waiting to see a friend of yours that was in the hospital, and you fell asleep.
So. They were in the bathroom so long, you walked right past them.
Yeah, so you wake up in a hospital. I never specified you were a patient. So okay. You chose to look for a doctor. So are you going to look and find either a male doctor or a lady doctor?
A lady doctor.
Okay. So now you have to choose. Once you find your lady doctor,
okay,
you need to, who is still a doctor, by the way. You don't need to specify gender. All doctors are doctors.
Daisy.
No, you have to either choose to say, where am I? Or excuse me, nurse.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and say, where am I?
Okay, So once you ask the lady doctor, where are you? Or no, sorry, is why am I here?
Oh, why am I here? That's what I was looking for. That's the perfect question.
So you get to choose again. So we're a lot of branching paths here. She says either you tried to rob a candy store or I don't know, go back to bed.
I get to choose what she says?
Yes.
I guess I'd rather have an answer. So candy store it is. I robbed a candy store.
Okay. So, well, it says you tried to rob a candy store.
Yeah.
Not I robbed a candy store. You're not claiming
this. I am She's me telling in this you. Situation. I'm playing the part of the adventurer.
Yeah. No, she is telling you what you did. So okay. you can't admit to that because you still don't know why you're there.
Okay.
So you can't say, I robbed a candy store. Because you're not telling her.
My choice in the choose your adventure is what she says to me.
Stop analyzing it. You're making this take longer than it is.
Okay.
So you can either choose to, because you're retorting to her.
Okay.
Okay. That was for the next part. So you can't say, I'm a diabetic because she's saying, well, that's the next line. Sorry. So you can either choose to say, I'm a diabetic, right? Because she said you tried to rob a candy store.
Right?
So you can say, I'm a diabetic. Or you can say, that doesn't sound like me.
I'm going to say I'm a diabetic.
You died because you are a diabetic. You robbed a candy store and you ate all the candy.
Okay.
Go back to you tried to rob a candy store.
That doesn't sound like me.
And then she will say, wait, you're bleeding from your ears. And you God will say,
either, am I still diabetic?
Well, she's like noticing that you're bleeding from your ears. And you can either say, I know, or do you think it's serious?
I know.
You're dead. Because you are bleeding from your ears and it is serious.
Is it serious?
You're dead because it is serious. Okay. So there you go. You got a conclusion.
Oh.
Told you it was quick.
All right. How far back do I have to go?
Oh, you got to go all the way back to Lady Doctor. So you say, excuse me, nurse.
Okay. Christ. Excuse me, nurse.
And she says, I'm a doctor. And then you have to reply either a hot one too or what kind.
I guess I'll go with a hot one too, since this is apparently the road I'm taking.
Great choice. So she says, you think so? And you can say either no or yes.
Yes.
Get back in bed is what she replies.
Is this a skip moment or do I have to choose again?
No, she tells you to get back in bed. I gotta read. I don't remember. I wrote this last night. And then it says, you can't tell me what to do is the next logical conclusion.
Okay.
And you die. Because you should have listened to government.
I'm going to die a lot, aren't I?
Yeah, I ran out of space in my paper, so I had to make some jump snap decisions. So Lady Doctor went nowhere.
Okay.
Are we just going to keep jumping back to the beginnings of them? All right, I guess so. Male Doctor.
All right, Male Doctor.
Yep. So either you or he, I can't remember who's playing it from this point. I think it's you. No, he says, you find the male doctor because you're looking for a doctor. Find the male doctor. And he says, what is that shaking? And you either say earthquake or Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla destroys a building. You die. Go back to what is that shaking?
What is that shaking?
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
The building starts to come down and you jump into action. You either run to the elevator or take the stairs.
Take the stairs.
It's out of order. Go to the stairs.
I said stairs.
Oh. Well, if you would have chosen elevator.
Oh, you got to sneak that
one. Yeah, you would have gone to the stairs anyways.
I'm not going back to elevator.
Okay.
To hell with that.
You and Dr. Male make it down two stories. Yes, he's Dr. Male now.
Dr. M.
So you can either jump out the window or run through level two and jump out the first floor because you made it down two stories or up on the fourth floor. So
window.
You can either run down one more or jump out the window.
Oh, wait. Window.
Okay. You land on a trampoline. You spring back to the fourth floor. And
did not see that one coming. I was excited when I hit the trampoline.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll go down the one more floor.
Okay. Then you jump out the window and land on a bush. You hit your head. And you now have the knowledge of everything ever. You win.
I won.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Told you it'd be quick.
That was riveting. That was only one of the storylines, though.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. But we would jump back every single time. I guess I forgot that was part of Choose Your Own Adventure. I thought it was just whenever you hit a dead point, that was it.
Ah. No, normally they're like, oh, you died. Go back to this page.
I only read one of those as a kid. It was Goosebumps or something.
I read one of them and then read through like every one of them.
I think the first time I just read it in order.
Yeah.
And didn't pay attention.
What the hell is happening? It's like, that happens sometimes too when you're just like into the story because it's like two pages long and you're like, oh, this is a long one.
I've never been in a story. No one's ever written a story about me.
Oh, well, suck it. So
that's just as bad as the you idiot.
Yeah, no one's ever written a story about me.
Yeah, well, yeah, suck it.
Well, welcome to like 900% of the world.
I've written stories about you.
Have you?
In my diary.
They're flattering, I hope.
They were. Dear diary, today I saw my brother Kyle. Anyways.
Yada, yada, yada.
There was a weird crack in the pavement that looked like a butt crack.
I forget what I wanted your name to be in this.
Oh, Pykele.
I'm just going to... Do you want to be Pykele?
I don't care who I am.
I'm going to call you Donnie.
Donnie. I'll be Donnie. Donnie Darkow.
All right. So this is the intro.
Okay.
Donnie, look, this is your father. Can I come in? You're in your room right now.
I figured.
Okay.
Either that or
is it safe to come in?
It's, yeah. It's
safe to come in.
What?
Okay. Well, you normally
have... Are you Donnie too? Wait, who said what?
You said it was safe.
Yeah, but then you're repeating what I was saying at the same time.
I can't repeat what you say. Who do you think you are? You're my son.
I guess so, Dad.
Okay. I just don't want to trip on all the shit you leave on your floor, so I want to make sure it's safe.
I cleaned up after the dog this time.
Okay. Well, I'm very glad. Jesus Christ. So I noticed you've been having a tough time at school. You're not really having a lot of friends. So I was wondering,
yeah,
if you're okay with that. Or maybe you want to go to the mall. We'll figure out a few things for you, you know, maybe change your look.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it? All right. So you decide to embrace it. And you're teenage Donnie, by the way.
I surmised that from the intro.
fairly nerdy, no friends.
Hey, I'm not nerdy. I'm geeky, okay? There's a huge difference. Listen,
I am telling you your life. This is not a write my own adventure. This is how you are.
I
am
nerdy Donnie. I have no friends. I'm clammy and half-baked.
But you know what? Despite all that, you decide to fucking embrace it. You live your life, Donnie, and I'm very sad
you chose... I'm trapped in braces.
I'm very sad you chose this path, because this is the one I didn't have really finished. But
yeah, Kyle's a slacker.
But you are fucking embracing it.
I'm
so
embracing it.
You go, Donnie.
I'm embraced.
All right. So
the warm embrace of coldness.
So you're in your warm embrace. You're ready to be like the fucking best Donnie you can be.
Yeah, Donnie Darko.
You go to the school.
Uh huh.
And you see like
Chelsea.
You see Chelsea. Okay, you see Chelsea, and she is looking fine today.
Yeah.
Finder's fee. So she, Chelsea is looking fine today.
Hey,
fine. But there's also a group of cool kids.
Oh.
And I don't know, they're always like kind of hanging out, looking like they're doing something interesting.
Looking warm and embraced.
So
in their popularity.
Do you want to be embraced by popularity, or do you want to go check out Chelsea?
I'm trying to analyze. Do I be quiet for this? What do I do? I'll just be quiet for
I'm
this.
Narrating, okay. So there's not really normally much interaction there until I ask you.
I was just narrating my narration from the narrator's narration.
Yeah, first-person perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
First-person omniscient.
So inside That's Donnie's you. Head, what do you want to do? Do you want to go see Chelsea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to see Chelsea?
Looking fine today. Finder's fee.
Okay. Hey, Donnie.
Hi, narrator.
I'm Chelsea now.
Oh. Hey, Chelsea. How are things? How's Trix?
Trix. Yeah, she doesn't really hang out with me anymore.
No.
Being kind of a skank.
Sorry. That was Trix's like slang, I thought, for like how are things? I said that first.
Oh, Donnie. What do you want?
I just wanted to see how tricks were. but not tricks. Your friend, just how the things, skank. The tricks. Yeah, yeah. That like
you think she's a skank too?
Sure, I'll agree with anything you say.
You're pretty cool, Don.
But I embrace loneliness, so just brace yourself for that.
Loneliness is the coolest.
Yeah, well, I don't embrace coolness.
Yeah, fuck the people's perspective and of
tricks,
you.
Right?
Yeah,
fuck tricks.
Fuck their tricks. Fuck
yeah.
Tricks.
Yeah.
You know what, Donnie?
What?
Do you want to go out with me? I can't even believe I'm asking this.
Can I think about it?
Playing hard to get. All right, this is your choice. Either go out with Chelsea or don't go out with Chelsea. This is narrator giving you
feedback. I'm gonna embrace it, and I'm going to not go out with Chelsea. I'm going to embrace the loneliness.
Okay, embrace the loneliness.
Because I'm sure there is another Chelsea to find for a fee.
Well,
all right. Am I just like continuing to pick the path that's least fleshed out?
A little bit. It was because I forgot to mention you were trying to ask her out.
Oh.
Yeah, so I gave you a little
bit. You said she was looking fine.
Yeah.
But you also said embrace the loneliness.
Yeah.
So, that's okay. What my dad told me.
That's fine. That's what my dad told me. When life gives you lemons, eat them.
Well, no, he said, you want to go to the mall or do you like being a lonely fuck? And I said, I like being lonely. And he said, all right, embrace it, Donnie. And then he said, bye, and clean up this shit.
Hey, that's the path your dad gave you. All right. So you're feeling like pretty hot shit because you just turned down this girl.
Yeah.
And she was all about you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, fuck it. I'm going to be lonely. And you decide, you know what? I'm going to skip class.
Oh.
Be even more alone.
I guess.
So,
if I have to. Can I make it skipping social studies?
You can skip whatever you want.
I hate studying social activity.
I don't have that part flushed out. Okay. You can skip out social studies. You can skip gym class.
I'm going to skip pottery.
Lunch. You can skip whatever you want.
Lunch isn't a class.
Kind of. It's a routine.
It's not a class.
Okay.
It's a period.
Fine. Very combative for an adventurer. So, let's see.
Face loneliness.
So you can either hide in the bathroom or you can go outside of the building.
I want to go outside of the building. I want to be free to explore loneliness on my own terms.
Okay. Really fucking me over here.
What? Seriously?
Yeah. Like every choice is like the most direct path to the one I have least fleshed out.
Turns out you know me even less than you thought you did, Donnie's dad.
I raised you as a boy.
When you were a boy.
As a boy.
Yeah, you raised me as a boy.
When I was a boy.
Yeah, I raised you as a boy. When I was a boy, I raised you.
It was very confusing for you. I'm your mother speaking.
Oh, wait, raised you as a... There's a lot of different ways that could be taken.
That's a very fragmented sentence.
It is. I raised you as a lad. When I was a wee lad, I raised you.
Yeah. So you go outside.
Yep.
And
yes.
You see...
Find Chelsea.
Something you would not... Find Chelsea. She's back. And she says, do you want to take this path yet? No. So you see, just across the street from your school,
uh-huh.
There is a circus.
Oh.
And you've always wanted to see the circus. You've never gone. Your dad's never taken you. He thought you would just love it too much. And he didn't want that upon you.
Is this ad lib?
Yes.
I was gonna say, this doesn't match up with the story thus far.
No. Well, it's kind of there. Anyway, it's in the background if you were paying attention to the subtleties. I only have, like, one word written, so most of this is all ad-lib.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's not... You can see my paper. It's, like, one-word lines.
Okay, so there's a circus that I gotta...
Yeah, there's a circus. You go, you see the
trapezoids.
You see those people. You see the clowns. You see the peanut guy selling peanuts. And you think, man, this is the life for me. And you have a choice. you see help wanted.
Uh-huh.
And there's two posters.
Yeah.
You can either...
I have to work there. So I don't really have
this is
choice.
What you want. This is what you want.
You can't tell Donnie.
Okay. All right. Donnie doesn't want a choice. Go back to... go back to... go outside or skip when you're skipping class. You can either go outside or you can...
I'm going to hide in the bathroom.
You're going to hide in the bathroom. That's perfect because that's what I have written down. All right.
That's what you told me the first time when we were going through that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. You hide in the bathroom. And as you're hiding in the bathroom, you hear like some really loud ruckus while you're in the stall.
Yeah.
Now... you don't really like this ruckus. It sounds like fucking terrifying. Like somebody's getting like the shit kicked out of them.
Mm.
Do you continue to hide in the bathroom? Or do you go and like try and like hide in the vents? Like try and escape?
Stay in the stall.
Okay, you stay in the stall. It was a repairman who had just lost his job. And he was fucking up with the gas lines that run right through the bathroom. And you die in an explosion.
What? An explosion through a toilet?
No, there's the gas lines. He opened the gas mains.
Why is there gas mains in
the
toilet?
He just lost his job. It's just running through there because that's where the pipes go.
I don't think so.
You can contest it all you want, Donnie. You're dead.
I
want
to see the schematics to the school.
No, you don't get to see all the plot lines.
Okay, I climb in the vents.
Okay, you climb in the vents.
Apparently, there's no gas in vents. Or near air duct work.
Hey, that doesn't happen.
What? It's all these contingencies.
Yes, that's part of the choose your own adventure. All right. So you climb in the vents, and as you're climbing, you realize that you're over the principal's office. And
like a hot, steaming Chelsea right over his desk.
It's funny you should mention that. Because... you see that Chelsea is bribing him for good grades with money. With money.
With money. You're so specific on that point.
With money.
Money. Monetary value.
Yeah, she is bribing him with money.
Only in exchange of goods, not of services.
Yeah.
I want to be very clear.
Yes, not services. Just forging documents and like pretending
payment
that she's...
and cold hard.
She's passing because she's too obsessed with that skank.
Donnie.
Trixie.
Tricks.
Yes. So she's upset about tricks and she's paying her way through school with money. Do you decide...
can't stress that enough.
..to do you want to rat them out or do you want to try and just like get out of there and let it be?
Is there a third option for blackmail, Chelsea?
No.
For some of that money.
I'm
just
going
to get out of there.
Okay, you fall through the ceiling vent while you're trying to make a hasty escape. And and you...
what are you doing to Donnie?
Yeah, they are panicking. So in an effort to save his pristine image in front of the school.
The principal?
The principal, yes.
Oh, okay.
Not Chelsea.
I thought you were going to talk... I thought you were going to say Donnie. It's like he doesn't have a pristine image yet.
He decides to threaten you.
Mm.
He says...
What? What a way to save your image. Threaten a child.
Yeah, threaten a child. He's trying to scare you out of it.
You're already getting paid with money from money. This girl.
So he decides that he is going to threaten you.
Yes, Donnie.
Yes, you, Donnie.
Yeah.
The principal.
Yes.
He says he's going to expel you.
Donnie.
He's going to contact your parents and tell you everything he's seen you doing to Chelsea. I don't know. That part's just made up. All right.
Giving her money.
Giving her money. No. He sees you've been terrorizing her.
With money.
Do you try to tell another teacher what's happening, or do you call him on it? Call him on it. You're expelled from school.
What? No, what do you mean by call him on it?
Oh, call him on it. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for backing out of that.
No, I said calling on it. Like,
yeah.
Just being like,
call
liar.
Him on his bluff. Yeah.
What?
Be like, you're not going to do that.
What kind of a bullshit move is that? I mean, telling it, those are two terrible options. What you do is you secretly pull out the voice recorder. You
oh,
had
yeah,
in
that
your
everyone
lapel.
Carries.
Yeah. Donnie does.
Donnie does. He's an AV kid.
Yeah, I guess just call him on it. Just be like, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you get expelled. And your dad's so disappointed in you that he sends you off to join the circus.
Jesus Christ.
Just so you know, pretty much from any point back, you're joined the circus.
You just knew I would hate that.
Yeah, I knew you didn't want to be one of part of the circus.
Especially not if I wanted to be a recluse. What kind of recluse has a lifelong dream to join the circus?
Oh, my God.
All right, you want to try and run through this one?
Oh, yeah, we'll just leave it at you join the circus.
Oh, wait, what else? There's stuff after that?
No, but
oh.
I was going to try. See, that's a problem. I don't know when to fucking end these.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
There's definitely a lot of different routes you could have taken, though.
Do you want to go through yours more?
No, let's go back through yours. I want to see what the hell else I could have done.
All right, so you wake up in a hospital. You check out the lunch menu.
Yes.
You have a choice of grilled cheese or salad.
Ooh. Grilled cheese.
It was poisoned. You did.
Oh, God damn it.
So you chose the salad. Ooh. Wise choice.
Salad.
And it was delicious. So now... You can either say, like, it was delicious. So while you're eating your salad, the nurse comes in and tells you have a visitor. So the visitor is going to come in. You can either pretend to be sleeping or you can mask your voice and bandage your head.
I'm going to bandage my head.
Good choice. Oh, God. If you pretended to be sleeping, they were going to kill you.
The nurse?
No, the visitor.
Oh.
They're going to smother you with a pillow.
Oh.
So, you mask your voice and bandage your head. They either ask you what happened, or they ask you about the gold.
I get to choose?
Yeah, you get
to choose. They ask me about the gold.
Okay, good choice again. Actually, both of these have pretty long arcs. So, they ask you about the gold. You can either say that you lost it, or it's safe.
It's safe.
Good choice. If you lost it, they kill you.
I'm getting inside Brand's head right now.
They grill you about its location. They're asking you, again and again, like, where the hell's the gold? What'd you do with it? Blah, 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 blah. Because you just told them it's safe. Very vague, undescriptive. So you can either tell them that you can't remember, or you hid it in a mine in Mexico.
I hid it in a mine in Mexico.
Either way, you exit the hospital. Okay. So now you have the choice to... Well, you said you had it in the mind of Mexico. So you head to Mexico with your bare ass out because you're in a Johnny.
Oh, still. They're really escorting me out.
No. You exit. Like, they're not escorting
I'm not discharged?
You just leave, man. You're going to get that safe gold in Mexico.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So you either leave with your bare ass out in the Johnny or you go to get a change of clothes.
Johnny flapping all the way.
Okay. The sun-baked metal bus seat burns your ass. You can either grin and bear it or jump off the bench.
I don't like the idea of jumping off a bus. I guess can I put my hands under it?
Nope.
Turn my Johnny around? You're not
on a bus. You're on a bench, like waiting for a bus. Like a
can
bus
I turn stop. My Johnny around and like...
Nope. You gotta grin and bear it?
I'll grin and bear it, I guess.
Okay. It's so hot that there's a reflection off the bus stop sign that shines into the eyes of the bus driver. And because you didn't jump off the bench, you got hit by the bus that careened into the bus stop and killed you.
Okay, so I'm going to go back and jump off the bench.
A speeding bus kills you. So now you got to go back to exit the hospital where you get a change of clothes. So you can either choose adventure garb or scuba gear.
Cave in Mexico. Adventure garb, I guess.
Adventure garb. You feel ridiculous.
Get the scuba gear. How do I feel when I'm wearing scuba gear, Bran?
It's all coming back to you. You sunk the gold in Mexico. So you hide this information from your compadre or whoever got you out of the
wearing
hospital.
Scuba gear.
Or no, well, they're dressed up in scuba gear too.
Okay, fine. We're all normal people standing in a hospital.
No, you exited the hospital a long time ago, Kyle.
Okay, sorry.
You're in Mexico. Okay, so you sunk the gold. You can either tell them that you sunk the gold or you don't tell them that you sunk the gold.
I don't tell them that I sunk the gold.
Okay, they decide to impulsively stop for street corn.
Oh my God.
They're very excited about the street corn. So while they're stopped for street corn, you can either make the decision to... you can either tell them that we don't have time for the street corn, or you can indulge it.
I'm going to indulge it. You already know I regret this decision, so I'm falling right into your trap.
Nope. You do what has to be done. You stab them with your street corn and claim the gold for yourself. You won.
I won.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got
the gold.
I really wanted that street corn, though. I guess I can buy it with gold.
You can take their street corn that they're not stabbed with.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm sure the vendor ran away.
So what would have happened? What would have happened if I didn't stop for street corn? Died?
If you told them we don't have time for this, they would have shot you with a harpoon gun because you told them there was no time for street corn. A very violent friend.
Very violent. Have we run through all your story courses?
Yeah, there's only one left. So back where it said like you mask your voice and bandage your head, and you can either choose they ask you about the gold or they ask what happened. We can go back to they ask what happened, and you can either lie or tell them the truth. This is where you.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lie.
Okay, so now you make up your lie about what happened. Both of them say ad lib, so it's just off whatever you think.
Okay. Yeah, man, I was in that cave in Mexico, and I swear to God, there was the most, like, largest pile of guano that I've ever seen. So I stopped down to, like, scoop it up into my knapsack, and I figured, you know, cash in on the gold later, get in on the guano now, because people love that shit. And it was about that time I went to reach back for my gold, and it all fell out of the knapsack, so there's a guano mine in there.
You can tell that this story upset them.
I thought you were going to do a part.
No. It's all you, man. You're the Donnie.
I'm the Donnie.
So you can either continue with your story.
I'm digging myself deeper.
Or you can ask if everything is okay, because you can tell they were upset by it.
Nope. Nope. I'm going to save it. So that's when I reached back and found the gold. And, you know, it was just under a big pile. I must have missed it. So I put it back in my backpack with all the guano. And I went back outside of the cave. And I was like, you know, this is a good spot. And I found one of those hide-a-key rocks. And it was a big one. So I stuffed all the gold in there. It's all safe for the keeping. Or am I supposed to say I lost it somehow? This is part of my ad lib.
Okay. So now they ask you a question about your story. What were you doing with gold around a bat cave? Were you hiding it?
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to, like, they didn't ask you about the gold in this scenario. This is before
Oh, so I divulged that?
Yeah, you just kind of, like, pulled down your pants with the gold hanging out.
Okay.
They ask you a question about it.
Okay.
Now you can either scoff at them or you can break down in tears.
I'm going to scoff. Scoff my way out of this one.
Oh, you should have chose broke down in tears. They start yelling and threaten to take your Nintendo Switch, and you die of a heart attack.
Oh. All right, I break down in tears, man.
They take you for ice cream. So you can either choose chocolate or vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla.
It was poisoned. You die.
Ugh.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
You dive in face first, or you ask them for a spoon.
Dive in face first.
It was poisoned. You die.
Is it going to change if I eat a spoon?
You ask them for a spoon. They hand you a spork, or while your back is turned, you throw it away. While their back is turned, you throw the chocolate ice cream
away. Okay, I'm going to throw it away.
Good choice.
I've died twice. You
check out of the hospital and head home.
I was in the hospital still?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, man. I went all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, I started talking about the gold when I was ad-libbing. Yeah. All right, so I got out of that one too.
Yeah, see?
Man.
I told you we had time for both. I mean, we kind of like skimmed through yours and I chose every wrong possible answer. We said we had an abnormally long episode. You want to give it a second go?
All right.
I'm Donnie. This time I want to be popular.
Okay. So do you want to...
I want to be popular.
Okay. So there's a couple routes. Do you want to start right at the beginning?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Donnie, clean this shit up. You're such a Donnie, fucking disappointment.
Yeah, all right. Hang on. Knock, knock, knock. Donnie, is it safe to come in?
No.
No. No? All right. Bye.
That's the first story. Option. Yeah. Yes, it's safe, Dad. I love you.
Thank you, Donnie. Come I'm glad me. You picked your shit up. All right. I was thinking, you know, things aren't going so well for you at school. You know, the kids aren't, you don't got many friends. I don't see them around anymore. So I was wondering if you wanted to, you know, maybe go to the
I
mall.
I want to go to the mall, Dad.
You
want to
change
great.
Your image? That sounds great. Do you want to, like, I don't know, you want to take some, like, You want to watch
Adderall?
Sorry. No, do you want to like change your image or do you want to kind of act different? You want to act cool?
I want to, Dad, I really like my personality. I just want a different look.
Outlook. Okay. All right. What are you thinking? Like, let's go to the mall. Let's see what they got there.
Okay.
So we go down to the mall and you're in your father's minivan. Nice minivan. Modest family man. And he goes down to the mall with you and you see a couple spots. You know, there's some cool clothing shops. Or there's also a really styling barber shop. Do you want to go to the clothing stores or do you want to go to the barbershop?
Question, just out of story. Can I do both? Or is it like one or
it's
the other?
It's a one or the other kind of deal.
Ah, shit, clothes.
Clothes. Okay. So do you want... All right, you go to the clothing shop.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's actually a really high-end clothing shop. So they have a stylist there.
Ka-ching.
Like, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Dad, in your minivan. Little Dunn is going. Little Dunn is going to town. So
it's a stretch minivan. It's a regular van.
All right. So, okay. So Donnie, your dad has filled me in.
Yes,
Vic. He says that you are looking for a new look, just like Vic. You want to look cool? Do you want to look professional, or do you want to look badass?
Professional, please.
Professional. All right. Vic suits you up in the most professional ass attire you can imagine, a chef uniform. And so, so you look like a fucking chef.
Chef.
Like, not like lower chef.
Chef
you
Donnie.
Look like chef D. Not even, like, wait, D. Like, way too cool for even your full name.
Head chef.
Head chef. Like a head honcho chef.
Head D.
Head D. Heady. So
Heady chef.
Heady chef. So you stroll out of the mall acting like hot shit in your new chef uniform.
This guy dressed me up. It's a high-end clothing store.
He picked out your clothes. He didn't like put them on you.
Do you know what a chef wears?
Yeah. Yeah, like a nice like chef uniform, like the striped pants.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's like high-end apparel.
Hey, this is high end okay. In the chef world. Don't you?
Does it have a corsage? Like a little like.
Of course.
Okay.
It also has. Kerchief, it has like Batman kind of esque accessories
what?
Where
what
you
the
like.
Fuck you, talking about?
You have like utility belts okay. For your seasonings.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, you're a chef. That's the whole point of this. What? You're the one who started questioning the details, so I'm the one who goes into details.
Yes, no. All of these are giving me. You just said you're a chef.
That just happens to be the route you keep choosing.
You just said you're a chef.
Yeah.
So not only all right. Did I get a new look, I am now a chef.
Well, you have guessed the next point in my plot line, which is you decide to go outside and test out your new chef attire, and somebody is so convinced that they want you to work in their restaurant. And there's actually a competitive restaurant owner. So these two restaurant owners are begging over you. One says that they run a ramen shop. One says they run a steakhouse.
Steakhouse.
You're going to go with the steakhouse. All right. So you...
More money in that. There is. I'm sorry.
I'm really disappointed in you.
I would like to eat the ramen, but I would like to make steaks because I get better money.
So...
Wait, where are we? What country is this? Uganda?
you're in
Donnie.
Middle America.
Oh yeah, steakhouse.
It's a good choice. There's not a lot of ramen customers in Middle America.
I mean, I'm sure there would be if you showed them how great it was.
Yeah,
but that'd take a lot of mini catapults flinging ramen into
a lot of goodwill,
unsuspecting mouths.
The perfect bite. Yeah.
Man, we gotta. You know those Cheerios commercials? We gotta do that with ramen. We're spreading the whatever.
Like, we're gonna feed America.
Yeah, one bowl at a time. Whatever. Like of ramen. Just like, try this. This is delicious. Enough for you. All right, next person.
Hey, next person. No way, my noodle's still there. Chop.
Because the whole beauty of ramen is slurping up the noodle.
Yeah.
Just ruin it.
Yeah.
Little pair of like.
We only have enough for like this is your serving.
Not even like scissors or anything, like toenail clippers.
I've been using these.
All right, sorry. Continue.
So you go to your, you start your job.
Middle America Steakhouse.
You go to your Middle America Steakhouse, and you know it's not all you you thought it was cracked up to be.
I thought you were going to say all you can eat.
It's not all you can eat, surprisingly. You know, there's so many steakhouses that are all you can eat, but you're just severely disappointed in how lack of multiple steaks there are. You thought it was going to be a high stakes game, but it turns out to be no steaks. So you're running
the steakless steakhouse.
Yeah, you're running the salad bar at the steakless steakhouse, and it's a tofu steak mostly. They also serve ham steak.
Can I quit my job and go back to tuna the ramen steak. Place?
Oh, you can. At this point in your quest, I mean, if you want, you can go back and cook some ramen. If like, well, I'll let you go backsies. Although that's frowned upon in the Choose Your Own Adventure. All right, game.
Nope. I'll continue with the steak. I'm making tofu steakums.
So you can either. Because you've been kind of somewhat abducted. You realize this guy's super shady now. Okay. You're also Jesus a teenager. Christ.
Donnie's so. Dad. What'd you do?
He looked away for 5 minutes.
He took you to the mall and ruined your life.
Yeah.
Really well, glad I decided to be a recluse. All I guess got can, that time was expelled.
Yeah, I guess you can blame Vic for that.
Thanks, Vic.
So you can either hop a bus or take a desk job.
Take a desk job.
All right, you take a desk job and...
I'll get abducted as a desk jockey.
No, I'm just trying to wrap these things up.
Oh, why? This we told you we're going to be long.
Yeah, but this is also dead ends, so that's fine.
Oh,
so you work a desk job for the next 58 years of your life. You retire with a fairly stable income, and you live out your days.
And fine, what's her name?
No, Chelsea's laying. She's the other path. You missed that.
The ramen path.
No, she was back on the seclusion. Embrace yourself.
Oh shit. Well, take I guess me back to the ramen there. Path.
All right, back to the ramen path. It's
fabulous. You're in Las Vegas. You're cooking for the president.
Yeah, you act really? Like you're working really hard, but it's really not that much work to cook ramen, surprisingly.
Oh, no, there's a whole art. You're disrespecting ramen culture. Well,
there is an art. But it's a lot about patience and then like other stuff. And
I think you're disrespecting ramen culture by making that accusation.
I'm not.
You could just say that I'm like a lazy worker, but I get all the praise.
No, okay. You know what? I was going to say I was going to start out it's hard work, but you started saying like it's easy, so I went with that.
Oh, no. I just wanted to be like, because the other one was like a dead-end job where I was abducted, I feel like the ramen path would be so much more golden and noodly.
Oh, no. No, it is hard work, but it is a delicious payoff.
Okay, so let's continue.
Is what like I was going with.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so it's delicious payoff.
Everybody, wait. Pretend you didn't hear that last thing. I choose the ramen path.
All right, he chooses the ramen path, and you know it's hard work, and you're like really honing your skills here. Mm. But it's really difficult. You really enjoy the work, but some of the customers, you know, they show up late at night asking for ramen. They're all drunk off their ass.
Yeah,
throwing Brits. Up all over the bar. Damn Brits. Damn Trixie. She came back with a vengeance in your bar, and you were not happy with it, but. You keep cooking ramen because you love it.
I do.
And you have a choice because it turns out the owner is retiring already.
Oh.
But he saw your potential when you were dressed Old as a chef Danny. Outside the mall and didn't even really realize that you weren't a professional
Old
chef.
Old man Danny.
You're Donnie.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Danny. Okay, Danny's retiring.
Yeah. Danny Donnie.
And he offers to give you ownership of the ramen restaurant.
My own ramen room. That's what I'll call it, the ramen room.
The ramen room. You're going to rename the restaurant, or do you want to like give up?
Give up?
Yeah, give up the restaurant game, because it's been hard nights, you know.
No, I love it. I've worked this hard for this long, and he's going to give choice. It to me. I'm going to call it the ramen room.
All right. 69. You change the name of the restaurant. You change the name of the restaurant to Ramen Room 69.
Wait, is that actually what you have there?
No.
Oh.
I'm ad living. I have one word points. I can't even fit ramen room 69.
What does it just
69.
Say? Restaurant?
Yeah, it says...
Old man dead.
It says, if you want to know the path you took, it was this sucks, change image, clothing, professional, cooking, ramen, start your own restaurant.
Jesus. You were really vague. Mine's actually written out every single... One of those things.
Well, I could tell when you told me I had dialogue to choose from. They said to me.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, okay. Start my own restaurant.
So you start your own restaurant and you see the Ramen Room 69 with its name up in lights. And you worked your way up from how many Michelin? There's only 3 Michelin stars, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But I would assume that the Ramen Room originally would only have like None.
Yeah.
Because he was hiring this random kid who came out of a fancy shop looking like a chef.
So you've worked your way up to 1.5 stars.
Ooh.
1.5 stars, which is illustrious enough. And, yeah. You know, you're starting to see, like, a lot of business. And to your surprise, one day, Paul Giamatti walks into your shop.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say, what's her name? Chelsea.
Chelsea? No, yeah. Chelsea is on Paul the arm of Paul Giamatti. Giamatti. Yeah.
And my whole world comes crashing.
You don't... All right, so you have a choice.
Yeah.
Do you try to fuck with the dish to, like, screw over Chelsea? Or do you try to do your best to impress Paul Giamatti?
I do my best, damn it. I want to impress Paul Giamatti. I want to impress the pants off Paul Giamatti. But not for Chelsea. She can look away.
She can look away. She can slurp in the bathroom. Little did you know. Really hold a grudge from an alternate life, don't you?
Yeah. I'm going to show her.
You
I'm
turned
gonna
walk her out. Down. She wanted to go out with you.
Why now she's on the arm of Chelsea? Because she should have known that she shouldn't have been selling her money to the principal for good grade.
You turned her. That was a totally alternate storyline you could have taken.
I know, but I'm going to walk out there with tricks on my arm and be like, how's that ramen, Paul Giamatti? And he'd be like, oh, it's wonderful, but not as wonderful as your hot girlfriend. And I'd okay. be like, see that, Chelsea?
Okay.
Tricks didn't pay her way in high school.
She earned those grades with money. All right, so you choose to do your best, and Paul Giamatti is impressed. He loves your cooking. He becomes a routine customer. Oh, and you guys become treasure. Best friends.
Oh, my
he
God.
Even gets you to do a cameo.
With Vic for a commercial.
on a commercial in one of his movies.
Oh.
Yeah, so you guys are playing in the background, but you guys are on the fucking silver screen.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
A screen made out of silver.
All right. So that was the end of one of my paths.
You have another one?
Oh, I got a couple more.
What? There wasn't even a third option between do you want to be popular or embrace the darkness?
There were three options when
and
you
then
chose
it was
clothing.
Like, why don't you be Batman?
No, because it was clothing leads to different spots.
Oh, yeah. So what was the other one? I can go to a
hairstylist. Do you want me to just tell you?
No, hairstylist.
Oh, you want to go to a hairstylist?
That was, remember, okay. That was another path.
The hairstylist looks at you.
Yeah.
Totally judging you as a little kid.
Yeah.
And
a little kid? I thought it was in high school.
No, this hairstylist is like, you know, he's approaching retirement here.
He's 80 years old.
He sees you as a kid, and he's like, I know what kids want.
He's an old
guy. He says, do you want a bowl cut or you want a mullet? And those are your options.
Bowl cut.
Bowl cut. All right, you get a bowl cut. I really wish you had gone with the hip look because this would be
you
more
didn't
exciting.
Tell me there was a hip look.
Yeah, when you weren't doing clothing.
What?
Back to clothing.
Yeah, clothing.
All right, let's run through that route.
Okay, really quick.
Because these both lead to the same spot.
You said professional. Or what was the other one? Or badass.
Yeah, you could do
not hip.
Cool.
You didn't tell me that.
That was the first option I gave you.
No, you said
all right,
you
we're
could
gonna
look
listen
like...
back to this. Okay. You can look cool like Vic. You can look badass.
I thought you said you're gonna look cool like Vic. You can be a badass or a professional. And I was like, Vic's professional.
All right.
Like Vic means all
professional. Right, so let's go back. You want to look with it. You look
with it.
Yeah, or cool. That's what I wrote. I don't know.
With it.
I thought if I wrote it. I thought if I wrote cool, it would be too alluring. So I said
with
so
it.
I said with it.
Hip.
All right.
Hop,
you look hip, fucking hip, cool.
Yeah.
You look like one of the beautiful
John
people.
John Stamos.
You look like one of the beautiful people.
John Stamos.
So much so that you walk out of the mall.
Uh-huh.
And who should see you there?
Paul Giamatti.
Simon Cowell.
Oh.
He's one of the beautiful people.
So is Paul Giamatti in a different way.
Yeah, in a different way.
He's like the lower tier of the
he's like
but
the,
I love him like he's the number one.
He puts the B in beautiful.
He does. Paul Giamatti is number one in my book, but not in everyone's.
All right,
that's all
so,
I'm saying.
So Simon Cowell says, hey, Cy Cow says, I'm going to this thing. Do you want to hitch a ride with me? I think you'd really blend in well there.
Yeah, and I do, and I would, and I'd love it.
All right, so as you're talking with him, you realize that you have this one chance to either razz Simon Cowell, give him a hard time,
yep.
just like he's done to so many people, or you can go with him to the event.
What? Oh.
Yeah, you're kind of like riding in his car, talking to him. And you can continue and just like flatter him. like Brown knows him, or you can give him a razzing. Like
I'm gonna razz him.
You're gonna razz him.
Like a big raspberry.
So you say, you're like, Simon, I really loved you in American Idol, but I thought Randy Jackson was cooler.
Yeah.
And at which point he drops you out of the car and says, good luck getting home, you fuck, and drives off.
Doesn't sound like him.
Do you want me to do a British accent?
No, I mean, like, it doesn't sound like something he'd do.
All right, well, I don't know Simon Cowell, but that's what he does to you.
I mean, most famous people are afraid of paparazzi and kicking people out of their cars.
He's driving.
What?
He's driving. He's leaving you in the desert. Doesn't care.
In a desert?
Yeah, you're
where?
Dying.
What?
You're
where
dying.
The fuck is Donnie growing up? In middle America. In the desert.
Hey.
In a ramen factory. With Paul Giamatti.
I never said anything about a ramen factory.
Who's dating like an 18-year-old Chelsea who paid her way through high school.
This is many years down the road. You don't think Paul Giamatti is fetching enough to get a younger lady?
No, I just mean I don't think he'd take a bribe.
All right, so you die because you insulted Simon Cowell.
Okay, so now I'll be fetching towards Simon Cowell.
Okay, so fetching towards Simon Cowell, he says that he is taking you to a Three Stooges lookalike contest, which is, by the
I'm
way,
a bowl cut.
Where the bowl cut leads you.
Okay.
And that's about all I got. No, the mullet leads you to get a cat friend that ultimately betrays you. If you were going to go with the badass look or...
You missed a golden opportunity with the mullet.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you slip down the escalators and like break your skull open and have brain surgery, and the mullet is like a fake hairpiece that's protecting
it. Oh, yeah, with David Spade.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be funny.
Business in the front, party in
the
back.
we
got you, Hemi!
What the hell? Okay, I'm just glossing over the rest of my shit real
Gloss
quick.
Gloss it like Chelsea's lipstick.
Okay, so since you're so obsessed with Chelsea, if you had decided to go out with Chelsea, she would
break my heart.
She would take you to meet her parents.
She's taking me? Oh, okay.
She would take you to meet her parents, which is, as you know, General Abu Munyar Muhammad Amin Gaddafi. And you start to piss him off, and he doesn't really seem to like you. So you can either run or try and deal with it. If you deal with it, he blows you up. If you run, you end up in a mail truck, because you're running. So you like hop aboard a mail truck where you meet the Turbo Man guy. At the Turbo Man guy point, you can either choose to try and help him get a Turbo Man or like open this really alluring package. You open the package, it's a bomb, you die in an explosion.
You help him get a Turbo Man.
You help him get a Turbo Man and
add them.
No, a little bit. But you help him get a Turbo Man and he either you like go through this adventure with him and you end up getting the Turbo Man, and you have this choice to either like try and steal the Turbo Man or let him have it. If you steal it, he'll kill you. If you let him have it, then you get to see that he has a beautiful bond with his son because you helped him do this, and you kind of regret not having a greater bond with your father. So, because
who brought you to Vic and left you to the slave trade of the...
No, because this route actually...
Oh, yeah.
This route goes a couple of different ways. Pretty much a lot of roads led... I'm really surprised you didn't get this route because there's like four or five different circles that lead here.
I chose the best path.
Yeah, like the other one is
it led
like,
to for money.
Let's see. If you chose to act different, you would either end up in an unusual punishment or prison. Prison could also lead to cooking, which eventually would lead you to the ramen shop or steakhouse. It could also lead you to yard duty, which leads you to hop a bus or treasure map, and then treasure map eventually can go back to mail truck or
I just had
hopping a bus.
Sorry, I just had like an epiphany. Sorry, I fucked it up on purpose. But anyways, I can't remember what that's a reference to. An epiphany? Someone says it.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, it's an American Dad quote.
Oh, it's American Dad.
Epiphany isn't just the name of a...
Oh, no, no. No. I think it's The Office where he's like, I just had a re-periphery.
A periphery. Like,
periphery, yeah, instead of an epiphany. Either way. So what if we do Choose Your Own Adventure, but we Quentin Tarantino it, and we start from
the man.
End and have to find our way back to the origin.
Oh, man, that'd be weird.
That would be weird.
I like that. We should do that next season.
Right? That'd be fun. All right, well, I hope all of you enjoyed listening to this episode and us exposing ourselves to you for money.
By the way, if you want to see the full adventure, we are going
email to... Email us.
Well, email us, or we're also going to be putting these pictures of these on Facebook.
Or email us for the pictures.
Or email us for the pictures.
For money.
For money.
She's paying her way through high school.
With money. There was no winking.
We're just being very clear.
Yeah, but thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed season 3.
We hope you loved it as much as I loved Chelsea's lip gloss that day.
You didn't, because you turned her down.
I still loved it.
I still don't know why you had such a grudge against her.
Because I was being cold and indifferent. Because that's what Dad taught me.